Next question.
Understood.
Like I said, we're young.
I got you. So,
you know, we're doing little steps at the time, but I mean, they're trying. They're working hard, and we're working on that.
Do they seem open to learning? Do they understand? Yes. You know, hey, there's a long way to go with this. This is a process. Do they seem to get that?
Right. In fact, I had a young lady the other day. She brought in a notebook that she did all the plays on. She designed her own little diagrams.
Nice.
So they're catching on.
Good.
And, you know, again, you know, last year we had 7 seniors. This year, like I said, we're young, but it's kind of refreshing in a way because, you know, they're young, they're learning. It re-energized myself, to tell you the truth. And I felt last year's seniors got a little stale at times.
Okay.
And various reasons. You mentioned the pandemic.
Sure.
That type of thing. So it's all good. It's all good.
How does your coaching change when you've got a young team as opposed to a veteran group?
I got to tell myself to step back. You know, because at times I can be very aggressive type of thing. And I realize these kids are freshmen, sophomores, juniors. You know, we have one starter coming back this year. And 3 other young ladies that got some playing time. So it's a very young group. And I got to tell myself, hey, you know, they're trying to learn. You got to be patient with them and move on.
It surprises me that as long as you've done it, that you have to make yourself realize that. Do you know, or is that where your assistant coaches remind you, or maybe the girls themselves?
No, I'll tell you the truth. I have to remind my assistant coach. I got Tom Thompson on the staff, and he does a great job. And he's one of those guys that, you know, he's like, you're here, very particular what you're doing, and very strict on the same matter. And he gets a little frustrated at times. And sometimes I tell him, hey, I'm supposed to be the bad guy. You're the nice guy. But it works out real well. It works out good.
And talk about some of the young ladies. Who are a couple of the girls maybe that are kind of standing out so far through the scrimmages, through the practices, who you're going to be counting on in the early part of the season for as young as you are until the rest of them kind of, you know, pick up and get to where you need them
right.
to be?
Well, I'd rather answer that question right now. SWC people are listening.
Understood.
You know, Amy's here.
Well, yeah.
You know, John's here.
Right.
You know, I don't care about Nick from Clearview, but anyway.
Nobody does.
But hey, on a serious note, Marissa Summerfield, who's a sophomore, started for us last year as a freshman. So obviously she's our first starter. Courtney Borland is a junior who's coming along, will be a starter this year for us. Leah Heckel is another one that's come off the JV team. So we have a lot of girls that have come off the JV team. Britton Bonner is a shooter. Again, JV / varsity. And last year was tough because these kids I mentioned on the JV team could have played a little bit of varsity last year as, you know, JV varsity, but you couldn't do it because of the pandemic.
Right.
So that kind of hurt last year, not being able to practice together, have swing players. So it kind of puts some of these girls back.
The attitude of the girls is, you know,
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic. No, again, they work hard in practice. You know, again, like I said, you know, at times we get frustrated because they're picking things up, but they're working hard. They're doing things right. They come to practice with a positive attitude. I mean, I don't know who taught this at Avon Lake, but since I've been there, every time they leave practice, they say thank you. You know, I just rein your tail off and yell at you how many times, and you're leaving it to thanking me, which is a fantastic feature that these kids have. In fact, Kevin Collins, who came from Amherst as my JV coach, he says, you know, I can't believe, you know, how those girls do that. I go, I don't know where they got it from, junior high, what have you, but it's a great thing that they do that.
Rocco and Jared don't do that to me at the end of the day.
I can tell you that. don't listen to that. He needs to step through Avon Lake for a couple minutes.
Well, that'd be a long process.
Boy, I don't know if we'd see him back.
What is that? What, old tricks, old fart, can't teach him new things?
I'm the coach.
Yeah, there you go. He's the bad guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't we know it? Don't we know that's true.
So what are the expectations when you've got a young group like you do? Last year you basically went .500. What do you think the expectations for this team might be?
I mean, we're going to go out there and try to play best we can, play hard. I'm sure, you know, people are going to tell you this in SWC. I mean, the league's going to be unbelievable tough. And also a lot of young talent. You know, ourselves are young, but there's some kids in other programs that have been playing varsity ball that are young kids that are very fantastic too. So it's going to be a very competitive league with a lot of young kids that can play.
Do you use the other talent in the SWC to kind of tell these girls, you know, hey, you know, this is what this program looks like. This is what you are capable of being. You just have to work to get there. Is that a message you kind of relay to them at times?
Or? Not really. Even when we play other teams, you know, I'm worried about what we're going to do, execute, what have you. Obviously, you look at their strengths, weaknesses, what have you. But overall, I don't compare us to any other team, that type of thing.
Gotcha.
And the kids know. You know, these kids play AU, what have you. They know each other. They know who kids are, what are good, who sure. aren't good, that type of thing. So that kind of thing, not really. You know, I worry more about Avon Lake than I do anybody else.
But you still have to tell the girls a little bit scouting reports and,
oh, yes.
and whatnot. But when they're as young as they are, do you even do that differently than you would maybe with a veteran group, as much as how much information you want to give them?
Right. And probably the best answer I can give you all these questions is repetition. You know, repeat, 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 keep doing it. And same thing. You know, here's this team we're playing. Here's their best player. Here's their weaknesses. Here's what happened. And keep going, going, going. You know, don't wait the day before the game to say, here's what you got on the chart. You know, after your next game, you start working on what's going to happen the following game.
And for the Shore Gals, you open up. It looks like you're going to open up next week with the Titans, the Lorraine Titans, and also with Olmsted Falls.
So. Excuse me one second.
Okay, I got you. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
There you go.
Yes, and again, look at our schedule. I mean, we got a tough schedule we come out of the gates with.
Right.
You know, so it's, again, with a young team, you know, you got to try to be as positive as you can because it ain't going to be easy.
How will they turn them in at Brunswick? Talk about that a little bit. Who's there and what's that?
You know what? Good question. I'm not sure who's there.
Okay.
I can't remember.
You are.
No, I'm there.
That's all.
But I'm not sure. I know we're not. I know we play Brunswick during the season, so I'm sure we're not going
to
play them.
I'm sorry to ask you a tough question.
I know.
I know. What was I thinking?
Well, that's another thing, too, what's happening in our league. You know, we're down to 8 teams. When we had 10 teams, scheduling was easy. You know, we're still looking for a couple games here because other leagues have gotten bigger. So they don't have any openings to play independent games. So it's going to be interesting what happens there.
What do you make of girls basketball as a whole, where it's at? I feel like if we're going to ask anybody this question, it'd be you, right? So what do you make of the scene and where it's at as a whole?
I think it's fantastic. It's very improved. I mean, there was times way back when you go to those girls' games, it's like, oh, my goodness. You know, yeah. Nate Smith's rolling over in his grave. And what is this? But right now, no, again, like I said, I mean, look at all these young kids that are playing and moving on and playing, you know, the next level. So I think it has, tremendously improved.
Good.
Not only because the athletes, but coaching. I mean, I think coaching also is very good. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a lot of these, myself, John, Dave Godella, boys, went to girls.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's more out there I can't think of right now.
So what do you think of that with John coming back? You know, he was at Amherst Girls, then he goes to Lorraine Boys, had such a long run. You guys are friends. You were talking before this. He comes back. You know Amherst very well. To have John back coaching the Amherst Girls in the SWC probably just makes a good league even better, right?
Oh, without a doubt. And, again, you know, John and I go back to boys. You know, he was at Emerald King, and I was boys coach at Amherst. We had some great battles. And then when he came, was at Amherst with the girls before that, I was at Avon Lake. We had some good battles. So and we're good friends, and that's the whole thing. You know, again, the coaches in this league, very competitive, what have you, but at the end of the game, what have you, there's respect for everyone.
Awesome. Anything else, Rocco?
That's all I got for Coach.
All right. Well, we've got the Avon Lake Shore Gals as they will open up. They're going to go to Avon on December 4th at 1:30. That'll be our first opportunity to have you on the air, Dave. We look forward to that as you get to – set to take Megan Larrick. That's always a great matchup when you and the Eagles get together in any sport.
Right, exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah.
And in the maroon and gold, it looks good on you, Coach.
Thank you. Don't tell Mr. Wolf, but I know he's listening.
You'll tell him tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate all you do.
That's our pleasure. That's Dave Zavara. Let's see if we can talk Amy Esser into just coming over since we don't have need a break here. We can just get Amy Esser on.